Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 15th of December. Peace & Co made a scintillating British debut at Doncaster last Saturday when landing the Grade 2 Summit Juvenile Hurdle for Lambourne trainer Nicky Henderson and jockey Daryl Jacob. His victory by 19 lengths has put down a serious marker for the JCB Triumph Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival in March, a race Jacob won on Zach Kander some 4 years ago. The other Grade 2 race on the card at Doncaster, a novice's chase over 3 miles, went to Virac, trained by Paul Nichols and ridden by Nick Schofield, who, like Jacob, rode 2 winners at the meeting. Zero Shades of Grey could be aimed at the Albert Bartlett hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival after winning the race for staying at novice hurdlers at Doncaster. At Cheltenham on Saturday, the new one displayed his champion hurdle credentials when winning the Stan James International Hurdle. A former champion hurdler, Rock on Ruby, won the Rel Keel Hurdle, and Nice One Frankie ran away with the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup. Well, tomorrow, Tuesday, there's racing at Catterick, a 7-race programme starting at 10 past 12. Dark and Dangerous won over course and distance last month, and he looks the part in the handicap chase over 2 miles at 10 past 1. On Saturday, Ascot Stage is an attractive card featuring the Ladbroke Handicap Hurdle and the Long Walk Hurdle. Sign of a Victory is a leading contender for the former, having won a listed handicap hurdle at Ascot on the 1st of November. He won a novice's hurdle contest at Doncaster last season, while the aforementioned Zach Kander could be hard to beat in the Long Walk Hurdle. On Thursday of this week, the annual Go Racing in Yorkshire awards lunch takes place, with several awards to be made, including the Yorkshire Horse of the Year and the Lifetime in Racing Award. I'll be looking back at the awards in my podcast next Monday. Enjoy your racing.